الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام. وقال تعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: طوبى لمن جعله الله مفتاحا للخير مغلاقا للشر كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, out of His infinite kindness and His mercy, Allah has showered upon us so many favors. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. That if you try to count the favors of Allah, then you can never count the favors of Allah. Yeah, Allah uses the singular word, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Even if you try to count one favor of Allah, just take the example of the eyesight, the faculty of the eyesight, how complex and how complicated this is, that you cannot even thank Allah for this ni'mat of eyesight. So every favor that we enjoy is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after Allah grant us all these favors, Allah has been so kind to us, Allah has blessed us with the greatest gift, the great ni'mat of iman. So for this we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala must keep us firm with iman. And Allah must make us die with iman. And Allah must raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete iman. So for this is the effort of iman. The ayat which I read for you all, Allah says, فَمَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهِ إِيَّهْدِيَهُ يَشْرُحْ صُدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. The way Allah ta'ala intends that Allah guides him, يَشْرُحْ صُدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah ta'ala then opens his heart for Islam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, O Nabi of Allah, is there any signs that Allah ta'ala has opened this person's heart for Islam? So Rasulullah s.a.w. replies to this effect that Al-inabatu ila dari al-khulud wa al-tajafi an dari al-ghurur wa al-isti'dadu al-mawt qabla nuzulihi. That Al-inaba ila dari al-khulud, or total intention and inclination, total inclination towards Akhirat. Our focus, our direction is towards Akhirat. So that is why ulama explain that we have to speak of Akhirat so much, and we have to give doubt of Akhirat so much. So much of doubt we have to give of Akhirat, that the conviction and the reality and the yaqeen of Akhirat has come in our hearts. You see, Rasulullah says al Sahabi this question to Haritha ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ يَا حَارِثَ. How did you wake up this morning? So if I have to ask you, how did you wake up? What will be your answer? I woke up with good health. I woke up looking forward to going to work. So each person will give a different answer. But because the most important thing in the life of Sahaba was Iman, so spontaneous reply of this Sahabi was, أَصْبَحْتُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقًّا. That I woke up with true Iman. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of teachers, he didn't accept such a beautiful answer. If I was a teacher, I know, student, give me this answer, yeah, I'd be so impressed with this answer. But look at Nabi alayhi salam. He says, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٌ وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ إِيمَانِكَ. Every statement has a proof. Every statement has a proof. So what's the proof? You made a claim that you got this true Iman. So the Sahabi now, he explains his proofs. So he said, عَزَفَتْ نَفْسِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That I have no love for this dunya. I have no love for this. I'm not inclined to this dunya. So you see, this biggest test today for us is test of dunya. الحب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of dunya is a root to all problems. So this, we have to speak again and again against dunya. So as we mentioned here, that the signs
of Allah Ta'ala opening a person's heart to Islam, first al-inaba ila daril khulud, and second at-tajafi wa at-tajafi an daril ghurur, the total disinclination from this life of dunya. You see, Sahaba radiyallahu anhu, when they are described, they say abarrahum quluba, the hearts are very, very perfect, very clean. So more is explaining right now. So what's the meaning of this? He said, dunya se be raghbati, dunya se be raghbati, jannat ka khuf, jannat ka shok, jahannam ka khuf, akhirat ka yakin. So this is yakin of akhirat, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the life of sahaba, they have like this. So this is a way Allah says, aminu kama aman al-nas. Bring iman, like how sahaba brought iman. Bring iman, like how sahaba brought iman. So this was their iman. That iman of sahaba was because they were very, very fortunate. They sent the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nevertheless, coming back to the sahabi, when he said, azaftu, that what was your signs? So his first proof was, no love for dunya. His second proof was what? I spent my day fasting. Today, when I was explaining the Jummah Bayan, that this is the month of Sha'ban. This is the month of Sha'ban. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Sha'ban, he kept a lot of fast. Somebody asked, who is asked, after Ramadan, which month was the month he kept the most amount of fast? Was the month of Sha'ban. So somebody, why he said that most of the month he fasted. Most of the month, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they said, out of honoring the month of Ramadan. So we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept a lot of fast in Ramadan, in the month of Sha'ban. So we should also try and make amal of this sunnah also, that we can try and increase our fasting this month of Sha'ban, inshallah. So the sahabi says, I spend my day fasting, and I spend my night in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. I spend my night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we understand from here, another lesson we deduce from this, that a person says that he's making effort of iman. A person who's making effort of iman, then the direct result is has to be increase in amal. A person who's making effort on iman, and iman is increasing, then there has to be increase in amal. Like we see the life of sahaba, in the Quran Allah speaks of this. Wherever Allah speaks of iman, wherever Allah speaks of iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, many, many verses of the Quran. Whenever Allah speaks of iman, Allah speaks of amal. So if a person now, he feels now, definitely, you know, I'm pumping dawat, and I'm giving a lot of dawat. But if there's no increase in amal, then something wrong in the equation. He has to go to the accountant and check it up. Now what's the story here? Why is it that my amal is not increasing? So sahaba, you see the sahaba is saying, now he's giving proofs of his iman. He's giving proofs of his iman. So first proof, no love for dunya. Second proof, I spend my day fasting. Third proof, I spend my night in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all the proofs of his iman. Then he says, I can see the people of Jahannam, and I can hear the crying, the screaming, the yelling, the agony, the pain, the regret, the remorse of the people of Jahannam, that is in front of my eyes. So, akhirat ka yakin. And then he said, I can see the people of Jannat enjoying themselves in the comforts and the luxuries of Jannat. They are enjoying themselves in Jannat. So that is also in front of mine. So this is also akhirat ka yakin. So that's why we said, now see, when iman increases, amal has to increase. When iman increases, amal has to increase. And when amal will increase, what's going to happen? Now when amal will go up, this amal will go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will be happy with his amal, and accordingly Allah ta'ala will send down conditions. That's why we say, amalukum ummalukum. That's why this effort is the solution. Tamam masail kahal, bistar utha aur raiwi inshal. Tamam masail kahal, bistar utha. When they're telling you this, they know what they're saying. These elders, they know what they're saying. But now, you have to do it properly now. So we are saying, I'm now last 25 years in tabligh, 30 years in tabligh, but I got no tahajjud in my life, my tilawat of Quran, no pabandi, no tasbihat. So something not right now. If you go and check up now, if you go to the doctor now, go back to raiwi, ask him, I'm here so long, something not right. So there must be increase in amal. Has to be. There has to be increase in your ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the object of this effort is for us to get our ta'aluk right with Allah ta'ala. That we have to make such an effort that we have to get our ta'aluk right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make such an effort for the ummah to get the ta'aluk right with Allah ta'ala. So this is the effort. When a person will have this all the time is worry. When Rasulullah came to Madinah Munawwara, from amongst the first advices he gave to the people of Madinah Munawwara, what is it? He said, "Man aslaha ma bainahu wa bain Allah. Man aslaha ma bainahu wa bain Allah, aslaha Allah ma bainahu wa bain an-nas." That whoever will rectify his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will rectify his affairs with people. So the object and the whole, we have to make such an effort that we have to sort out our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, this should be our nigana. That all the time, how we can worry and concern, is every day, is my ta'alluq increasing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my trust on Allah ta'ala increasing? Is my reliance on Allah ta'ala increasing? Or is this decreasing? So all the time, this should be our fikr. So whenever there is now this effort is, that you see today, that we all got the love of dunya in our heart. So now the effort is to take out the love of dunya, and to bring the love of akhirat. To bring the love of Jannat, to bring love of Akhirat. This is why the Allah ki barai, Allah ki kibriyai, this love of Allah Ta'ala has to come in our hearts. So for the love of Allah Ta'ala to come in our hearts, ulama explained to us, we have to give da'wah towards the oneness of Allah. The more we will give da'wah, the more the love of Allah will increase in our heart. The azmat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, the barai of Allah, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah says one verse, وَلُوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Then imagine now, if Allah says, if you take all the trees of the earth and you convert these trees into pens, we're in Pakistan, we're doing Gashan place, and this is like a forest area, and huge trees they were there. So the Prophet Muhammad, the area he comes from is called Bajor, that's next to Afghanistan. You know? So you see, they're so huge trees, you're telling me, that from one tree you can make 70 doors. So I'm saying from one tree, if you can make 70 doors, imagine from one tree, how many pens you make from that pen, from the one tree. So imagine from one tree, so many pens. So Allah says, وَلُوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةِ النَّقْلَامِ. Take all the trees of the world and convert it into pens. And take all the ink of the ocean and convert it into, take all the waters of the ocean and convert it into ink. And you begin to write the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Allah's words, Allah's greatness, Allah's ilm will never come to an end. Kalimatullah, one tafsir is, the words of Allah, the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will never come to an end. So how great is this being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the more we have to speak of Allah, the love of Allah must come in our hearts. That all the time, Allah, you... So when the love of Allah, really the love of creation is in our hearts, the love of wealth is in our hearts, the love of the azmat of these things are in our hearts, that is why to obey Allah has become so difficult for us. When the love of Allah will become the most important thing in our lives, and the greatest thing in our lives, now to obey Allah will become very, very easy. We see when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the people of Makkah, and now he began to invite them towards a life after death. So they were, you know, in many verses Allah speaks of this life after death, akhirat. So they have refused to accept this. So in Surah Yasin, Allah gives the example. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلُ وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Allah gives the example of the person who forgot who created him. So he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this kafir, with arrogance and pride. He takes an old bones and he comes in the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he crushes this. And he says, قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. Who's going to give life to these bones? Who's going to give life to these bones? وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. This is going to disintegrate in the soil. So what's this life of death you're talking about? So Allah revealed Quran. Allah revealed Quran. Allah says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Allah will give life again. And Allah makes this point here now. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is aware of every single creation of His. Imagine, presently in the world, 7 billion people. 7? From the time Allah created the world, till today, how many billions of people Allah knows best. But Allah has seen, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. From the time Allah created Adam alayhi salam till now, how many people have been buried? So every person has been buried and disintegrated in the soil. Where and where these people are buried, and where they are disintegrated in the soil. Billions of people. So, oh, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ. So Allah makes it so beautifully, Allah explains. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah is aware of every creation of His. So all these creations, Allah will give them life again. And Allah will resurrect them again. So for Allah to do this, is absolutely easy. For Allah to do this, absolutely easy. So Allah is aware of everything. When a person will have this, now imagine all the time, he will speak of the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sahabi describes Allah, where he says, لَا مَنْ لَا تَرَاهُ الْعُيُونَ وَلَا تُقَالِهُ تُذْنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ ولا يخشى الدوائر ولا تغير الحوادث يعلم مثاقيل الجبال ومكاييل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وأدنى ما أظلم عليه الليل وما أشرق عليه النهار لا تواري سماء سماء ولا أرض أرض ولا بحر ما في قعري ولا جبل ما في وعري. He explains the greatness of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears this dua of the Sahabi. A Bedouin Sahabi comes to the Masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he praises Allah in this manner. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very impressed with the way the Sahabi praises Allah Subhanahu. He said, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, Allah is the being who no eye has seen. وَلَا تُخَالِتُ الظُّنُونَ, no mind can comprehend the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to make us understand, our brain is like one small cup. And Allah is more vast than the entire ocean. So how can you take an ocean and pour it in a cup? Absolutely impossible. وَلَا تُخَالِتُ الظُّنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُ الْوَاصِفُونَ, no tongue can describe how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. يَعَلَّمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ, Allah knows the ways of the mountains. وَمَكَايِلَ الْبِحَارِ, the volume of water in the ocean. That is all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ, that imagine from the time Allah created the earth till today, every droplet of rain that has fallen from the sky in the knowledge of Allah, every droplet that is falling in the knowledge of Allah, when you're just driving and it's pouring, you can't even estimate how many droplets have fallen on your car. So your car is so small, like on tiny, compared to the entire world. How small is the car? Imagine your car, you can't even imagine, but Allah Ta'ala knows exactly from the time Allah created. So all this in the knowledge of Allah. And Allah knows the amount of leaves on the trees. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, no leaf falls from any tree except for the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine now the Sahabi, then he goes on to say that whatever the night conceals, each person knows here what we have done in the darkness of night. So everything Allah knows, what the day reveals in the knowledge of Allah. What the mountain conceals, what the ocean conceals. Imagine the depths of the ocean. What is there? Every single thing in the knowledge of Allah. So how complete, how perfect is this knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imagine a person who will give da'wat towards us again and again. The ulama say, Hajj Abdul Abdul Rahman say, that at least 25 times that they give da'wat towards this, towards the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person will give this da'wat again and again. What's going to happen now? Definitely some increase has to come in the iman. And as we said, when there's increase in iman, there has to be increase in amal. Increase in amal, then definitely Allah will send down good qualities. When Rasulullah also went for Mi'raj, then he saw certain things going up and certain things coming down. When he asked Jibreel, what is this? So he replied, this is what is going up is the amals of your ummah, and what is coming down is the conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every condition is in complete control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This yaqeen has to come in our hearts. Allah say, Huneka yaqeen, you explain to us now. Hajj Abdul Wahab rahmatullah ali, that one bayan they count. Allah se hone ke Allah se hota hai, Allah ke irada ke baghair kuch bhi nahi hota. How does that say? Allah does everything, and besides, if Allah does not intend anything, and without the intention of Allah, nothing can happen. See, one bayan they counted 112 times. And see, every time Hajj to see this, Hajj Abdul Wahab, you get some sweetness. When you speak this, yeah, you get that sweetness that Allah alone is doing. So it's not the governments, not the, is nothing is being, it's Allah alone that is being. So we have to speak this again and again and again until we convince our heart that Allah Ta'ala alone is being. So the more we will speak this, inshallah, that conviction will come into our hearts. So we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You explained to us in the time of another incident that's coming to mind now. They said that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin, a person, a shepherd, he was busy grazing his sheep. And while he was grazing his sheep, a wolf comes to attack the sheep. The wolf comes to attack the sheep. So, when he went to it, this shepherd now goes to save the sheep. The wolf speaks. He says, you are depriving me of my risk. So the shepherd was astonished. Now, how the first time he's hearing a wolf speaking. So he said, can I tell you something more amazing? That the Nabi of Allah has appeared in Madinah Munawwara. The Nabi of Allah has appeared in Madinah Munawwara. So this shepherd now, he goes to Madinah Munawwara and he goes and he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he narrates this incident to him. Nabi is very, very happy. He says, As-salatu jami'atun. He calls the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And when he calls the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, now he explains to them and then he asks the Sahaba to give the kalguzari. You know, the amal of kalguzari is given, right? It's one dalil of their kalguzari also. And he calls them and this was given, and now this gives this whole incident and this person becomes a Muslim. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this life is a life that we have to follow, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So if you want to get this success and you want to get your ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's only one way, the way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Verily, in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very beautiful example for you. So if you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how Sahaba, they embraced Nabi alayhi salam and they followed Rasulullah in the minutest detail, and because they followed Rasulullah in the minutest detail, then that is why they became so successful. So we have to also understand and analyze now this, that this ta'alluq with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is the first thing, the first effort is to make that effort that Allah has greeted him to become in the heart. So you see the another verse of the Quran, where Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah says, verily in the creation of the heaven and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, in the changing of the day and night, Allah says, لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These are all signs for the intelligent people. Then Allah Ta'ala explains now, who are the people who are intelligent? Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, قِيَامُوا وَقُعُودُوا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, while they're standing, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these verses were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he performed such a lengthy salah. As we mentioned, now obviously Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the height of iman was he had. So look at his amal, look at this now. So the equation is what? Iman increases, amal increases. Amal increases, Allah Ta'ala gets happy and good conditions come. So look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman to the perfect, the highest degree. Now he performs such a lengthy salah where his legs become swollen. Aisha radiallahu anha looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exerting himself in this method, this manner. She feels very, very sorry for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Nabi of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you all your past and your favors and your aqidah or belief that you have not even committed in this, that you are masoom. But why do you exert yourself in this manner? So much of exertion. So then, Rasulullah replies that these verses were revealed to me on this night. And should I not be a grateful servant to Allah? أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. So one is, how do you be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explain, one is just to say with your tongue that I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is desired is through your actions. And now imagine through your actions, you be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your actions. Then now imagine now, one is a father, he gives his son a nice white kurta. And now through his words, the son thanks his father. And he says, Jazakallah, I really appreciate. And then you see the son takes that white kurta and he cleans his shoes. What will happen? The father will feel so upset. So his actions were totally contrary. So on his tongue, he thanked his father, but his actions were contrary. So now what is desired? The amali shukr. That how do we conduct ourselves with our actions? So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his actions, he showed us that he thanked Allah Ta'ala with increasing his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is desired now, that we have to increase our actions. The more we will increase our actions, the amali shukr, showing to Allah Ta'ala that we really appreciate everything that you have done for us. Everything that Allah Ta'ala done for us, we appreciate and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have been so good to us. Allah says that in this verse, Allah says that now, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In another verse Allah says, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلِ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. If Allah Ta'ala has to make it now, from now till the day of Qiyamah, the perpetual, continuous day. قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلِ, if Allah Ta'ala has to make continuous night, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ, which being has the power, which being has the ability to bring light and to bring day. And on the contrary, if Allah Ta'ala has to bring day from now till the day of Qiyamah, then which being has the power to bring night? Allah says, وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. It's only through Allah's mercy, Allah has made for you the night. Why Allah made for you the night? So a person can rest at night. And Allah made for you the day, so you can seek your sustenance in the day. And what Allah wants from you? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So the only thing Allah Ta'ala wants from us is that we must appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time we speak on these istifat of Allah Ta'ala, these greatness of Allah. And another verse Allah says that, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah says that there's no group of مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ, there's no group of three except Allah is the fourth. There's no group of ما يكون من نجوى ثلاث إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادس. There's no group of five except Allah is the sixth. ولا أدنى من ذلك. Less or more, Allah is with you. وهو معهم أينما wherever you are, Allah is with you. ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة. Allah will then inform you on the day of Qiyamah of whatever you did. On the day of Qiyamah, the will say, oh, book of these, ما لي هذا الكتاب. What is the matter with this book? لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. That every deed, whatever we have done, will be recorded in this book of deeds. So this is the reality that the Sahabi said now, that I can see the people of Jannat enjoying themselves in Jannat. I can see the people of Jahannam suffering in Jahannam. So this life after death, this is the real life. For this life, we have to make a preparation. So all the time, الاستعداد لموت قبل نزوله, the preparation for death before death has to come. So the more a person will keep akhirat in front, the more a person will talk of this, the more that yakin and conviction of akhirat will come in his heart. That Allah Ta'ala is doing everything. Imagine now, Allah is saying that wherever people are speaking in the world, مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا وَرَابِعُ, wherever in the world people are speaking, Allah is listening to them. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ ضَالٌ إِلَّا مَنْ هَدَيْتُ فَاسْتَهْدُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ. O my slaves, all of you are misguided, except whom I guide. So seek guidance from me, I will guide you. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ جَائِعٌ إِلَّا مَنْ أَطْعَمْتُ. O my slaves, all of you are hungry, except whom I feed. So seek your food from me, I will give you your food. يَا عِبَادِي كُلُّكُمْ عَارٍ إِلَّا مَنْ كَسَوْتُ. All of you are naked, except whom I clothe. So seek clothing from me, I will give you clothing to wear. And Allah says, O my slaves, you commit sins day and night. إِنَّكُمْ تُخْ تِعُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And I am the being that will forgive your sins. So seek forgiveness from me, I will forgive you. Then Allah says, Ya Ibadi, understand who Allah, how great Allah is explaining His ma'rif, His majesty. Allah is saying, Ya Ibadi, lo anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum. That, oh my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you, if every one of you has to become obedient to Allah, absolutely, like the most pious amongst you. So Allah explained that if you have become as pious as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this will increase Allah Ta'ala's majesty in the least. And if all of you, from the time Allah created you, if you become disobedient to Allah and disobey Allah Ta'ala, like how shaitan disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, this will also not decrease in the greatness of Allah one bit. Then Allah says, Ya ibadi, lo anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum qamu ala sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni. O my slaves, the first of you and the last of you, every single human being, from the time Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, right till the last person to be born. Imagine billions of people standing on one plane. قَامُوا عَلَىٰ صَعِيدٍ وَاعِدٍ. If every one of you have to stand on one plane. فَسَأَلُونِي. And all of you have to ask me. Imagine at one moment Allah is this being who can comprehend. Imagine some will ask Allah, billions of people standing together, asking Allah in different languages, each person asking whatever he desires. Imagine if you just imagination, how the imagination can run. Someone will become the owner of the whole world. 10 times this world. Whatever Allah says, فَسَأَلُونِي فَأَعْطِيتُ كُلَّ وَاحِدِ مَسْأَلَتَهُ. I give every single one of you whatever you ask for. Then Allah says, Allah is that being that all of us standing together, some will ask Allah in Arabic, some will ask in Urdu, some will ask in English, some will ask in Afrikaans, Zulu, in every, there's how many varieties of languages, different languages. This is also from the science of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone will ask it. One time, Allah can comprehend. Imagine one person speaks to you, you might understand, you can understand. Two people at the same time, you see, bhai, just a third person, just hold on. So we are limited. We are restricted. Allah is beyond limits. Allah has no restrictions. So everyone, all together, asking Allah whatever He desires. فَآتِيْتْ أَنَا give everyone whatever He desires. Allah says, this will not decrease in my treasures. Not even on that amount, where a person will dip his finger in the ocean, and then he'll remove his finger from the ocean, or dip the needle in the ocean, and that amount of water that decreases in the ocean, that small fraction of water that amount will not even decrease in the treasures of Allah. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّهُ. Allah has keys to His treasures. No one knows of this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine from the time Allah created the world till today, Allah is providing everything in the control of Allah. How much of milk, how much of bread, how much of sustenance Allah is giving all of us. Everything is from Allah, from the khazanas and the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's no shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this repetition of this all the time, Allah sayhunaka yakeen, and Allah ta'ala alone is doing, the more we will convince our heart about this and take out that love of that Allah ta'ala is doing, alone is doing, then this conviction will come in the heart. Now imagine now this person's ta'aluk with Allah will be on a different level. That is why now the more we speak of Allah, the more that love of Allah must come in our heart. Oh Allah, you are alone. You alone are doing. This is why you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made effort on Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the iman was on a very high level. This is why when Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we have to look at their lives. One day Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhum is crying. So his wife sees him crying and she begins to cry. So this was the love that she had for him. So he asked her, "What makes you cry?" So she replies, "What makes you cry makes me cry." So he said, "What makes me cry is that worry and concern that I have to cross the Sirat on the day of Qiyamah." Imagine which one of you thought that you have to cross the Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. And every, so what preparation, everyone is to just think. In English they say, you know, I don't know whether, see, when you come to the bridge you must cross. So this bridge, you can't wait to come to that bridge to cross. You have to make preparation from now, because you can't come to the Sirat, and I come to the bridge, I'll cross. Because then it will be too late, because then the fire of Jahannam is there under. If you didn't make preparations, some will cross this bridge with the speed of light. Some will cross it with the blink of an eye. And others will crawl over it. Allah make us from those who just cross it with this bridge. Imagine 1,500 years, the distance of this bridge. So this is a reality. This is a reality. Jannat, haq. Nar, haq. Sa'at, haq. All these things are realities. Now the problem today is we're living in this world. We were so cool. We're just getting pumped, you know, with the da'wat of dunya all the time. So akhirat has become something like a, you know, like a fairy tale for us. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the yaqeen of akhirat was on a very high level. That is why they sacrificed everything for akhirat. Whenever the test came for akhirat, dunya and akhirat, immediately they gave preference to akhirat. Why? Because they understood the importance of akhirat. So we also have to speak of akhirat again and again. So this conviction of akhirat comes. You know, when the Newcastle Istima took place, and the Maulana from India came here, he was explaining to us that when they went to Australia, so they met the Arab, some Arab youngsters there, you know, and they were giving them the dawat of, one was speaking of Jannat, and you know, this people of Raiwin, Allah bless them, you know, how they speak of Jannat. When I was explaining there in Jannat, he was explaining, Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel Islam, go to Jannat, and go and visit Jannat. So, you know, Jibreel Islam asked Allah Ta'ala, can I visit Jannat? So Allah Ta'ala told me, I can go visit Jannat. So when he went, he began to fly, and fly, and fly. So, when I explained that Jibreel Islam is made from Noor, so because he's made from Noor, they don't get tired. So he just continued flying in Jannat. So after like flying for quite a bit of time, he asked Allah, how much of Jannat have I covered? So Allah said, no, you just covered a small corner of Jannat. So then when I was explaining, he was explaining to us and explained that, you see, this dunya does not have the capacity. Dunya, for Allah to recompensate you and reward you for the good deeds that you are doing, dunya does not have the capacity for Allah to build it. And then he explained, you see that the person who says Subhanallah once, say Subhanallah, the person says Subhanallah, what reward will get? Allah will give him a tree in Jannat. And this tree, that one narration comes, that the Arab horse will ride for 100 years. The horse will ride for 100 years and not cross the shade of the tree. Imagine the biggest tree that you know, how long will it take you to cross the tree? 1 minute, you can't be more than a minute. You came across any tree that it takes more than 5 minutes to cross the shade of the tree. So now this is the, so Mona was explaining that if the Arab horse is to go around the world, maybe 100 in 1 year or 1.5 years, Mona explained, that it'll cover the circumference of this entire world. So Mona explained, see that this, what Allah has kept for us in Jannat, what Allah Ta'ala has kept for us is stored in Jannat. The dunya does not have the capacity for you to give you that reward in the dunya. So the place for you to enjoy this is Jannat. So Jannat is something that's a reality. So we have to make effort. The Mawlana explained that, you see, take all the happiness of all the people of the world put together. Imagine now, each person experiences different moments of happiness. Somebody became a father, he's happy. Somebody bought a new car. Somebody just got married. So all different moments of happiness. We enjoy some moments of happiness, Alhamdulillah. So now, take the happiness of all the people of the world and put it together and compare this to the happiness of one Jannati, is like a drop in the ocean. And then take the sadness and the grief and the agony of all the people of Jahannam, of the dunya put together, compared to the sadness and the grief and the of one Jahannam, is like a drop in the ocean. So this is Allah got treasures by him. Allah got treasures of things by him. Allah got treasures of conditions by him also. So this Jannat, then when I explain that you take the goal of all the people of the world, the goal of all the people of the world, in the entire world, put it together, that and the goal of one Jannat, his goal is much more than all the people of the world put together. So this is something which is a reality. Jannat, so this Mawlana was explaining that Mawlana came from the for the Newcastle Ijtima. So we're seeing that when they went to Australia, they met these Arab youngsters. So that's the Sheikh, the Arab boy, saying, well, I see what you're talking about. We don't know whether you're getting or not getting. Yeah, we in Australia, yeah, first world country. We've got the best of women, yeah. We've got the best of infrastructure. We've got everything, yeah. So now this is a deception. So we have to take out this deception from our heart and put the conviction of Akhirat. So the more we're going to speak of Akhirat, the more we're going to speak of Jannat, the more the love of Jannat must come in our heart. Imagine the hadith says that the span of a whoop, the small area of Jannat, is better than the entire world and whatever it contains. So this is Jannat. So this love of Jannat has to come in the heart. This is something that is a reality. So the more we will give dawah towards this, the more we will give dawah towards this, the more this love of Jannat must come in our heart. And now, we can't just get Jannat for free now. We need to make an effort to acquire this Jannat. Imagine now to get this Jannat, imagine if you get a small, just buy a property or a small building in this dunya, how much of effort you have to make to get that. So when you get Jannat also, you know, this is the effort. That's why you have to make this effort again and again. Now we see that, you know, we were flying. Now, first time I flew Qatar Airways. So in my mind, I'm thinking, hey, this Qatar airport now is like a little bit smaller than Dubai airport. But when we reached there, another level. So now, Allah now look at what Quran says now. Now let's come back to Quran. So Allah says, what? لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So Shaitan took a qasam. And the Uzayyinanna lahum fil ard. I'll make this dunya very, very beautiful for them. Wala uhuyannahum ajmain. I will lead them astray. Or he said, I'll lead all of them astray. So this is the qasam that Shaitan took. So we must understand that Shaitan is your enemy. Inna Shaitan lakum aduun. Fattakhidhuhu aduwa. The Shaitan is your enemy. Take him as your enemy. Don't be deceived by the things of this dunya. We are seeing now this quickly while we are there in Pakistan now. Some girl Guzari from Pakistan. So before we left, I had a bayan of Moinas Patesam, Daman Barakatum. So here Mona explained. And he explained that you see when this British, when they looted India 1857. So this is recorded by English writers. That first they looted India. And I read a clip before, they took like $45 trillion from India. So subcontinent was so wealthy, this is recorded by not by Muslim writers, by English writers, I want to give the name also. He said there was no, now when you go to India, you see how many beggars there. He said the whole subcontinent, they had not a single beggar. So then I was talking to a brother from Lahore, from a brother from Pakistan, I said, the gold in Lahore, we had the looting, you know, they looted Macro, one day they looted it. The Lahore alone, the gold in Lahore, it took them 11 days, 11 nights. They never finished the gold in Lahore only. So after they looted India with all the wealth, now they sat and they plotted together. And they said, now we need to finish Islam. Recorded by them, 400,000 copies of the Quran. How many? 400,000 copies of the Quran they destroyed. Then they were not satisfied. Because they saw this young children, wuffas. And now they said, now we need to kill the ulama. And we heard before they hang ulama on trees. But recorded by them, from Chandni Chowk in Delhi, to Khaybar, I think Afghanistan, the distance of 800 kilometers, every single tree had an alim hung on it. Every single tree had an alim, or teacher of deen, showing you if you have to go this way and teach a Quran and teach deen, this is going to be your consequence. But after this, they were still not satisfied. They said, now through this education system, now we will change the mindset of the Muslim. He will look Muslim from outside, but inside he'll be English. So this is what we saw. That through this education system, if you just analyze the word secular education, what is the meaning of secular education? Secular, according to Oxford Dictionary, it means knowledge without religion. So knowledge without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just jog your mind now. Evaporation, condensation, clouds are formed, rain. There's no mention of Allah ta'ala's name in the whole equation. There's no theory, there's no equation in school that we did that took Allah ta'ala's name. This is called the Big Bang Theory, evolution. So in the whole object of this whole thing is to take out Allah ta'ala. So we met the youngsters there. And alhamdulillah, the youngsters got very, very close to us. You know, because we speak English, and we just a lot of emphasis on education. Many of them, you know, they're excelling in their 94% aggregate, trying to get into medicine. But mashallah, these youngsters, they got very close to us. And they, you know, so I was just telling our brothers, see, that Allah blessed these people of Pakistan. That now the last istima, over 120 countries came for the istima. So the world is coming to Pakistan. The world is coming to Pakistan. Why? Because Pakistan went to the world. All these Pedal Jamaats from Pakistan, met a brother from doctor, he was saying, from Peshawar Jamaat 2016, went to Uganda. In that safar, 1,100 people accepted Islam. 2018, Jamaat went to, the same Jamaat, went to Malawi. In that safar, 900 people accepted Islam. Okay, I'm saying now, Tablighi divide by 10, Mulana. You may see 100 people over 100. So I'm saying, but look at, now 2025, that same Jamaat where they are now, they're out in Mauritania. So they must be getting something. So I'm saying, Pakistan went to the world. We're in the airport masjid there. So we met a brother, his name was Ikram, you know. His name is Ikram. He gives 10 days every month to that masjid there, the airport masjid. So I'm asking Ikram, like, you know, some Kalguzaris, you know. So he said, one day, you know, Jamaat came from Kyrgyzstan. Jamaat came from Pastura Jamaat. 2:30 in the morning they landed. 2:30 in the... So the sifat of Ikram, another level. We underestimate the Pakistanis, but we have to learn, lot to learn from them. So I said that, so they gave them a meal, they gave them hot tea. So the next morning, the Mastura is telling the husband that way in the world, just the statement, way in the world can you find people like this? 2:30 in the morning we landed here. Hot meal, tea, you know, accommodation. Way in the world can you, and no one pays them, no one pays them. So this is the whole, that's why we have to go to the feet of these elders. This Safar, Allah Ta'ala opened this to me. Then, you know, we always hear this. Go and spend time at the feet of these elders who have given their lives for Allah's deen. These elders, they have given their lives for Allah's deen. The Muqims, there are many of them. So this, we have to go and sit at their feet and take from them. The world is coming to them. Now Syria, the war finished. Over 300 Syrians in Pakistan. They came for this istima. So now we can't lose out now. Allah, when we were leaving the airport now, on the dunya side also, they make a lot of qurbani. We met a youngster. Not much. He helped me to arrive in. Doesn't know much about tabligh. So he said, no, he spent 2 years in Qatar. Just came back, spent some time in Pakistan, or came back for 2 years to Dammam. So they can give that qurbani. So that's why their tartib is 1 year and 7 months. So Haji Sahab saw their istidad, and he requested for Yusuf to make increase their qurbani. So we can just go work with these youngsters, prepare them, inshallah. So they'll fulfill the takazas of 1 year and 7 months. We can't fulfill those takazas. We can make these investments. And these youngsters are very, very accommodating. They are, you know, they're very thirsty. They want to learn. So we can work with it. There's a very great need to work amongst these. There's one youngster who, you know, we're making gush in our area, you know. So Nabil met him, you know. So his name was Musa Kamran. So he came for a birthday party. So then, I think he came to the Asr Namaz, so the dream must come and perform, you know, come and join our Jamaat, having a program. So while we were doing gush, he met us. So he asked me, like, oh, Nabil is there in Jamaat now. He left his wife and children. But the hadith says the wife has a right and the children have a right. So why we left them for 40 days? So he said, no, can you just come and spend some time with us? Then I told him, okay, that... So he said, but what's going to be the topic of discussion? So I said, So Allah, he didn't come that day. The next day he came. But he came with Ajib Talab. He spent the whole day with us. I can tell you, now he's sitting with us now. And now I'm giving him, like, 1 hour. I'm sat with him. He's still listening to more. Like, you know, first time in his life he's seeing Fazail Amal. So he sat with him, and his English was quite good. Spoke to him. Then the next day he came. Then the next morning he's studying. You know, he's studying. His mother told him, "You can't go now. You have to study now. It was holidays." So he made dua after Fajr. Allah must soften my mother's heart to send me again. So about 10 o'clock, and he said, "I studied till 10 o'clock from Fajr to 10." He came and spent the next day with us. That day he went and bought the Fazail Amal. But the point is that the talab, there's many of them. They don't even know about tabligh. So I'm saying we have to go and work with them. Encourage them, motivate them. So this is the work Allah blessed us with now. Let us think how we have to ask ourselves, to ask Allah to accept us. The world is there, and all people are going to Pakistan. So how we can also try and put ourselves forward. That's why they're seeing that these elders have given their lives for the sake of this effort of deen. So now the world is coming to Pakistan. You just name the countries and they are there. So now it's for us to put ourselves. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they made the ultimate sacrifice. And they gave everything, whatever they could give. So now it's our turn now to put ourselves forward and ask Allah, oh Allah, Allah give us one. So that what is the, in this step I understood, the nature of tabligh is that you see that Allah has blessed the ummah with so much of abilities and capabilities. The words of Muhammad Ibrahim Sahib, deen, ummah ki salayat deen pe laga de. Allah blessed the ummah with so much of capabilities and so much of abilities. How Allah must accept all these abilities for the upliftment of Allah Ta'ala's deen. Otherwise, it's just going to be continual. The hadith of Rasulullah says, the time will come before Qiyamah. The kuffar will get together and they will eat you up like how you eat a morsel. on the Dasarkhan. Sahaba asked the question, at that time, will we be a lot in number or will we be a little in number? So Sahaba replied, at that time we're going to be a lot in number. Nabi Sallallahu replied, at that time we will be a lot in number. So Sahaba couldn't understand that they saw victory, we're little in number. So how can we be a lot in number and we're going to be defeated? So Rasulullah said, they're going to have a sickness. Alwan. Sahaba said, Malwan, Ya Rasulullah, what is this wan? Love for dunya and hate to die. So this is our sickness. Nabi Sallallahu prescribed this. He prophesied this, that this is your sickness. So let us try and be it, that we have to make this effort. So you see that I had a friend of mine who was explaining to me, you see that the letter A is for Allah. Acknowledge Allah. Appreciate Allah. And you get B, believe in Allah. Barakah for B for barakah. Best of dunya, best of akhirah. C, you forget, connect to your creator. Correct your conviction. Connect to your creator. So my friend, you see how you're going to achieve all this? You need to leave the comfort zone. So that's why the elders are saying, leave the comforts of your home, your wife, your children. Leave the comfort zone. For you to achieve this, now you have to leave your comfort zone and go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, this effort of Ghash didn't start now. This effort of Ghash started a long time ago. Ibrahim al-Abdal rahmatullah, he was a very, very pious person. He was the king of Balkh. And he ruled. And at his service, any time, 300 to 400 servants ready at his call, his beck and call. That was, he really lived the king's life. So there's a faqir, a friend of Allah, was concerned how Ibrahim and Adam can also enjoy from this ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. How can also he can get this taluk with Allah Ta'ala. And he made an effort. So he thought of a way. How can I get access to the king? There's no way. I have to do something very, very, you know, extraordinary. Something to get access to the king. So he's thinking, what can I do? So he said, let me just walk on the palace, the roof of the palace, and I'll just disturb the king. So the king will summon me. So he had that fikr in his heart. And then when he goes, while doing this action, the king says, who's disturbing me at this hour of the night? And he summoned the king. The king asked him, what are you looking for? What brings you to the roof of the palace at this hour of the night? So he replies, it's that I'm looking for my camel. So he said, how can you be so, where are you going to find your camel? So he said, how can you find Allah Ta'ala in all these comforts of yours? But the ikhlas that he said it, that fikr that he said it with, there was a turning point for Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah ali. And then Ibrahim ibn Adam, and he goes out in search of Allah Ta'ala. When he goes out, you know, in our Jamaat terms, he took out his survival kit, his TV bag, and just took like a small, like few sets of clothing, you know, like needle, some tremendous clothes. And on the way now, pedal Jamaat, heavy terrain, kurta got torn. When they look, they send a search party out to look for the king now. The king has left the palace, there's chaos in the kingdom. So who's going to find the king now? So they went to look for the king. When they find the king now, he's sitting on the river, he's busy mending his garment with his needle. So, king, what's wrong with you now? We had all this done for you now, and now you're doing this. So what was his reply? So he couldn't he had to circumvent this. So he couldn't give big bayans at all. No? He just took his needle and dropped it in the ocean. And told that, he had seen the fish, bring my needle. So they brought him thousands of gold needles. So I don't want this, I want my needle. So then his needle was brought. So he said, see, I was ruling the kingdom of people, now Allah gave me the ruling of the animal kingdom also. And I'm ruling these animals and the fish and the... So this is, you become Allah's, Allah will become yours. So this is the... But now what you have to leave, the lesson is what? You have to leave the comfort zone. So we also have to leave our comfort zones. Yes, we love our families, we love our children, we love all this, yeah? But for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us leave all this. And let us go. See this Ikram was telling me, the brothers from Kyrgyzstan, they're coming in numbers. And they're coming on a different level, you know. And you can see that, he said, sometimes they come with, he said, once they came with a full plane load. Over 200 one time. Charter, only. So they are doing the work because they were deprived for so many years. But they are very, very serious. And Quinok, they didn't drive in now, there were 6 or 7 Indonesian brothers, you know. Youngsters, and this one Kirgi brother, they are very particular. I love them because they know phone. Their tabligh is. So those Indonesians are sitting and playing with their phones. This Kirgi went to give them some dawat, and they're making it like a Charlie, you know, what, you got no phone. So when we're leaving right now, the last bayan I heard, you know, I'll just share that with you before we terminate here. So he said that, the Mawlana was explaining Mohsan Sahab says, the point of the phone now, right? So he said that, Mohsan Sahab says that before we come in the path of Allah, we had two enemies, nafs and shaitan. Now we got one more enemy. This is mobile. And he said, this is more khatarnak, more dangerous than nafs and shaitan. And he said, where a person is sitting, Mawlana explained, A person is, so the member of Raibin now, person is sitting in Talim and he's being muzakar of the 6 points. Second point he's doing, and now his phone rings. So I'm saying, urgent call. So when I explain, if a person will show this respect for the Talim, then how will he be able to get the noor of the Talim? How will he be able to get the noor of the Talim? So the person now he's sitting on the phone, every day he has to send a message home. Okay, what you ask the wife, what you mean for lunch for the children today? This year he'll ask, then he'll send the message now. How is the business being? What's happening here? So he's not in the path of Allah, he's at home. So he said that, then the wife was saying, now the child is very sick now, you need to come urgently. Amistab, no. I need to go now. What happened? So he said, we never had all this problem before. Even nafs couldn't do this here, take the man out of the path of Allah. So I need to go, what happened? No, the child is very sick. Wife said, I have to come home now. So let us make intention now, inshallah. We'll go, inshallah. Allah make dua, Allah give us the understanding of this effort. We have to make intention to go to these areas of India, Pakistan. Those who have not spent 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, inshallah, make intention, inshallah, and go and spend time at the feet of these elders who have given their lives for Allah Ta'ala's deen. And you see, just sitting in one point, this, you know, we're there now, we always, you know, so Allah made it such, my knee was a bit hurt, this suffer, so I couldn't walk a lot. So I got saved completely from going to the marketplace. Now we can arrive in Africa, so kurtas. So then when I came back, Muhammad said, see, that don't even take more jamshad sahab. You see, don't even take one miswak from here. Jamshad sahab, don't even take one. We never come for that. You came to learn the amal of hidayat here. We never, don't even take one miswak from here. So I'm saying, but the different noor when you sit in the sohbat of these elders, and go, these elders are saying, go spend time at the feet of the elders who have given their life for Allah's deen. Understand, you cannot compare them to any other elders, because these elders have given their lives for Allah's deen. We have to go and sit at their feet and make dua, Allah give us the understanding of this effort, and Allah must give us tawfiq to do the effort how they are telling us to do the effort. We see the countries that are doing it, they said this last istima, the Kyrgyzstan said, inshallah they'll send a jama'ah to every country of the world. That's the level of qurbani, and that's the work has reached that level. So we also, Allah bless us so much, Siddhan, mashallah, how we can also put ourselves forward, mashallah. South Africa saying, Johannesburg, many youngsters, over 100 came. Now Durban has to try and make some figure, or we can send more youngsters also. But the Ikram was telling me, now youngsters most in the world, South Africa. So but the majority came from Johannesburg, inshallah. So we have to make some figure also on this also, how more can go from Durban and Cape Town, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah?
Who's ready, inshallah? 4 months, inshallah, to go to Pakistan, mashallah. Maulana Abdul Hakim, mashallah. Ji, mashallah. Ji. Muharram, jazakallah. Tawad, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Come, mashallah, quickly, mashallah. Maulana also just came back, mashallah. Nabeel, Allah kabul, mashallah. Come, mashallah. Those youngsters that are leaving, inshallah, they can also stand up. Take Maulana's dua also. Inshallah. Muhammad, mashallah. Musa, mashallah. Our, what's his name? Ji. Ismail. Huh? Umar. Allah kabul, mashallah. Ji. Who else, mashallah? Come. About 12 left yesterday. Oh, 9. How many? 12? 9. Yesterday, how many left? 9? 9 left yesterday, mashallah. Come, mashallah. More brothers, make niyat. Go to the spaces. Come in the heart, stand up. Allah will accept us, mashallah. Mawiyah. Ji, who else, mashallah? Come, Allah kabul, mashallah. Each one, come in the heart, Allah accept us. Ji, 4 months, inshallah. Ji. Those who haven't been for a long time also, make niyat. Allah take us back to this place. Like Maulana is saying, those people have given their old lives. Allah accept us also. Say Ameen, inshallah. Don't get scared, mashallah. New brothers, make niyat. We're scared today, we'll get accepted. Mashallah. Come, mashallah. Who else? Which masjid also? Mashallah. What's the name? Maulana? Hassan. Out for how long? 1 year, Allah accept. Maulana is out for 1 year, mashallah. Allah kabul, mashallah. Stand up. Ji. Maulana Hamza. Maulana, how long are you out for? 1 year, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. Mashallah. Who else, mashallah? Gee, at the taqaza we got, inshallah, we take this to all masjids, inshallah. Every one of us, daily, this should be the fikr. New brothers going for 4 months in Tipat of Allah. Like when I was saying, the youth, prepare them from the young age, prepare them to make this work our work. And not forgetting those that are old also. We had Hafiz Ab, mashallah, from Tongat. I think it was in his late 80s when he went for 4 months. So everybody has to go for this, young and old, to get this yakin right, to get this heart right, to get this connection right. So we make fikr in our areas, inshallah, that how, inshallah, maximum brothers go for 4 months, inshallah. Not end of the year. We put taqaza, inshallah, within the next week we prepare a kaf jamaat. Say, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. 4 months pedal, inshallah. Who's ready, inshallah? 4 months pedal to walk in the path of Allah. We've got a jamaat that is out. And how to complete this jamaat? Those satis can stand up also if they hear. Give himmat to others, inshallah. But who says we are ready to go complete this jamaat? Jamaat wants to walk on the route. Nice, beautiful route they've got. South coast, inshallah. You get the sea breeze also. You get the other breeze also. But the breeze of Jannat also is spread, inshallah. Who says 4 months better, inshallah? Come, inshallah. To walk in the path of Allah. Allahu Akbar, Mulana is ready. Cash, Mulana? Allah accept, mashallah. Allahu Akbar, Mashu'an, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Complete this jamaat. Allahu Akbar, Ahmad, Allah accept, mashallah. Ji, Bashir, what you saying? You're ready, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Bashir, inshallah. Who else is coming in the heart, Allah accept me. To walk, to go, every step, how beloved to Allah Pak. Every step. Hidayat will spread. Haji Sahib used to say, a person who walks in the path of Allah, and the grass that comes under his under the feet of that person, and the cow that will eat that grass, and the milk that will come out of that cow, and the people who will drink that milk, inshallah Allah will give them hidayat. So much yakin used to have. Today we have more yakin in this amal. To bring this conviction, what an effort Allah gave us. An effort of hidayat. What is hidayat? To enlighten this heart with the marifat of Allah. And the other hearts will get enlightened. So who else, inshallah, pedal to walk? Mubarak jamaat, mashallah. Ulama in the jamaat, whose whole life is deen also. But they are out, inshallah, for 4 months pedal. Who else, inshallah, is coming in the heart, this jamaat has to walk. Within a few days, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Don't worry, we stand up, Allah will make us walk. Don't worry about walking now. Just stand up, inshallah, first. We'll walk later, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? 4 months pedal, inshallah. Just these brothers who stood up now for pedal, they can stand up, inshallah. Bashir, inshallah, ma, come stand up, mashallah. These brothers, mashallah, who stood up for pedal, Mubarak jamaat, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Don't worry, Allah will take, inshallah. Who else? Ji. Who else stood up? Send, mashallah. Don't worry. Who else stood, inshallah? For pedal, inshallah. Just come on one side, inshallah. This Mubarak jamaat has to move, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Let's go to Haji Imran, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come in the heart, this jamaat to walk, inshallah. We have to complete this jamaat. We all put our hearts to Allah Pak. Ask Allah to open it. Allah to take us, inshallah. Our work, there's nothing else but qurbani, brothers. If there's no qurbani, there's no understanding. If there's no qurbani, there's no iman. Like one another said, qurbani will bring amal. Amal will make our connection with Allah. Who else, mashallah? Come, let's pedal jamaat, inshallah. We want two more brothers, inshallah. Tonight, inshallah, jamaat must get completed. Any mulaqats we made. Come, mashallah. Who else is coming in the heart? We'll worry about it else afterwards. Allah is... They ask Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Daman Barakatum now. Is what is tawfiq? We all say Allah give us tawfiq. What is tawfiq? What's the meaning of tawfiq? He says when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes all the obstacles of a person, it takes him out in the path of Allah. Allah is going to do it. Not us. This is all apparent asbab to make our connection with Allah. Either we look at Allah or we look at asbab. If you look at Allah, our connection will get made to Allah. If you look at our asbab, our connection will be made to those means and things of this world. This is all because the question of the grave is on this simple, that's all. Is it Allah or the things of this world? Where's the heart stuck? Where is it there? Who else, inshallah, mashallah? Come, mashallah, we want this peril jamaat. Few minutes more, inshallah. 4 months foreign, inshallah, who makes niyat? 4 months foreign. Jamaat to go for foreign, inshallah. Jamaat is getting ready, inshallah. Who says 4 months foreign, inshallah? Who's ready 4 months foreign, inshallah? Write my name, inshallah. Ji, who else, inshallah? 4 months foreign. Jamaat to get completed, inshallah. Few brothers are ready in the Jamaat. Who's ready, inshallah? Foreign, inshallah. Ji, 4 months is short time, brothers. Those who came for chilla can make it 4 months, no problem. It's coming in the heart, inshallah, no problem. Rhyming session is like that, isn't it? Those who came for chilla, make it 4 months. Those who came for 4 months, make it 1 year. Ji. Mashallah. Who says 4 months foreign, inshallah? Jamaat is starting on Monday, inshallah. Few brothers are ready. Ji. Who else, inshallah? Come in the heart. Our elders went to all the countries of the world. They didn't go for 4 months. They went with this niyat that Allah's deen comes alive. And until the work becomes established, deen is a shackle of deen, then only they thought of coming back home also. So Allah give us a jazba also, inshallah. Chilla, inshallah, who's ready for chilla, inshallah? Many brothers are here, inshallah, they can make niyat, inshallah. But Jamaat from Shepson can stand up also, give encouragement, inshallah. Stand up, inshallah. Make niyat, inshallah. Qasim, mashallah. Chilla, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Where's your Jamaat, mashallah? Who else ready, inshallah? 40 days, inshallah. Allah accept, what's the name? Salwa. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? 40 days, inshallah. Come, mashallah. Young and old. Ji. Muaz. Allah accept, mashallah. 40 days, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? 40 days, inshallah. Kash, the path of Allah. Mashallah. 5 jamaats from Talimuddin. Allah accept, mashallah. Allah make it easy, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Hamidiyah, anybody is here, inshallah, Madrasa Hamidiyah? 1 jamaat, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah, Madrasa Hamidiyah also 1 jamaat. Haji Sab, mashallah, Haji Jiwa, mashallah. From Shepson, Kash, mashallah. Who else, mashallah? 1 more minute, inshallah. It's coming in the heart, chilla, inshallah. Masjid, let's make fikr, inshallah. How we prepare Kash jamaats for chilla? Mashallah, jamaats is here from Northern Natal also. They also came, started, mashallah, there's many other jamaats. But how, inshallah, we take out maximum jamaats? We'll all go back, inshallah, in our areas. We're going to sit in our hotel. Mastura jamaat, Faisal, Allah accept, mashallah. He's demanding us masturat, inshallah. Who has ready masturat? Yeah? Adnan. Masturat. 4 months, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Adnan, 4 months, inshallah. Ji, Masturat, who's ready Masturat? Jamaat returned from Pakistan. Who says this year will take a wife, inshallah, Masturat? Nabil, Allah accept, inshallah, Masturat, inshallah. This year, inshallah, go to this place. Yeah. Muhammad, Allah accept, Habisab, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Maulana, inshallah, Abdul Hakim, inshallah. Who has Masturat, inshallah, this year? Ji, who has, inshallah, it's coming in the heart, let us take our wives to this place. And then listen to them. Mawlana Allah accept, mashallah. Abdullah Manga Allah accept. Who else, inshallah? Effort on the men, effort on the woman, inshallah. Woman effort, inshallah, in deen in the home. Deen in our progenies, deen in our generations, inshallah. Okay, we all make niyat, inshallah. All those brothers who made niyat, stand up quickly, inshallah. Whatever niyat, inshallah, brothers stood up for, come, mashallah. Whatever niyat, Allah accept, mashallah. All these brothers who made niyat, inshallah, can just come to one side, inshallah. Jazakallah, Allah accept, inshallah. Our brothers, inshallah, ji, whoever made niyat, inshallah, come on to one side. Jazakallah. Brothers can sit in the halkas, inshallah, and make fikr, inshallah, after dua, inshallah. Each one, inshallah, let us sit in our halkas. All these takazas that we have, one is the takazas, inshallah, of this tashkil. The other is our masjid war effort, inshallah. Our masjid should become alive with amal. We should become people of the masjid. Our masjid amal becomes alive, our mastura figure. Youth that have come out in the path of Allah, how they become linked to our amal, inshallah, linked to the amals of the masjid. Many over 1,000 or so students spend time. So how they all can be linked to the amals of the masjid? Like your stuffy. Mukhtasar dua.
اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا اول الاولين ويا اخر الاخرين ويا ذا القوه المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا رحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين اللهم زيننا بزينة الايمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم احي الدين كله في العالم كله واجعلنا السبب لذلك اللهم اتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان وصلى الله على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين.